The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Some great suggestions coming in for the scariest movies of all time. What Lies Beneath with Michelle Pfeiffer and Harrison Ford, says one of our listeners. Dave says, the two-part Salem's Lot scared the bejesus out of me in the 1980s. The Kid at the Window. Looking forward to seeing the new version next week. And Eraserhead, watch it if you dare, says somebody. Here, Ian O'Doherty, nodding in agreement. Ian is here, though, to talk about a different movie, about the movie Threads. Here's a little clip.
Come on! Just be start of it! Jesus Christ, dummy. The dummy. Where are you going?
We're trying to get to Bruce! This is all right!
The entire peacetime resources of the British Health Service, even if they survived, would be unable to cope with the effects of even the single bomb that's hit Sheffield. By this time, without drugs, water or bandages, without electricity or medical support facilities, there is virtually no way a doctor can exercise his skill. As a source of help or comfort, he's little better equipped than the nearest survivor.
So, Ian, for people who have not seen it, they might have got a gist of it there. Chaos, dogs barking, a bomb has hit Sheffield.
Well, the dogs are barking because they've just seen a nuclear mushroom cloud.
They're notoriously unfond of nuclear mushroom clouds.
They are, yes. But basically, for anybody who hasn't seen it, and I do recommend hunt it down online or rent it. It is the most horrifying film I've ever seen. It went out in 1984 first. Long story short, it basically starts off as a kitchen sink kind of BBC drama. You know, middle class girl gets pregnant with a working class boy. The parents have to meet. You're kind of going, okay, we've seen all of this kind of stuff before. And then the world ends. Basically, there's scary parallels to today. There's problems in the Middle East. Iran is the center of certain issues. America and the Soviets, as they were then, the Russians as they are now, are rattling their sabres. Things are going on in the background. You're just hearing bits of news. You're hearing bits of people on radio talking, but you're driving your kids to school. You're not paying much attention. And where it all goes extremely scary is that there's a bunch of people just in Sheffield, the high street in Sheffield, and they look up and they just see the mushroom cloud. And that's it. Chaos. Chaos reigns. The world as we knew it has ended forever. There is no redemption. There's no room for optimism. This is, and it's all based on Mick Jackson, the director. He's actually a scientist, and he was the guy who started QED, which people of a certain generation remember. That was the science program on the BBC. So he's a very, very serious man. So he'd spent 2 years going to scientific symposiums and stuff about what would happen in the wake of a nuclear war. There were no winners, let's put it that way. And so it follows, and it follows through, and it's very unlike a lot of sort of Armageddon kind of movies. It follows through what happens in the years afterwards.
Okay.
And so what we see is, again, what started off as you think that Ruth and Jimmy, the young couple, they're going to be these star-crossed lovers and, you know, there might be some sort of a happy ending. We never see Jimmy after the bomb goes. And he's Rhys Dinsdale, who's the very well-established British character actor.
Yeah.
And he was a rising star at the time. So you think it's going to be about Rhys Dinsdale.
Rhys is gone.
And he's just gone. He just runs off. And that's it. You never see him. So there's
he's not killed. He just disappears.
He just,
but
he
in
runs
the chaos, he's kind of gone.
He's never seen. And again, this is one of the interesting things that Jackson said, that like when something like this happens, that's it. You just never see these people again. You know, you will never see them. And, but there are loads of brilliant, brilliant visual motifs. And things like the milkman has just been around just before the bomb was dropped. Right? Yeah. So there's all these milk bottles on the doorsteps. And you see the milk bottles melting in the heat blast. E.T. was the big movie at the time and everybody had an E.T. doll. And you see an E.T. doll just melting in the heat, right? You see all these very, very, you know, very specific to the time, but you can transpose them onto anything that's now. The best IMDb character listing ever comes under threads, and it's simply called Woman Who Wets Herself, because there's a character in Sheffield High Street and she sees the bomb going off and you just see her wetting herself. But it's little things like, as the survivors go on, kids don't speak English.
Why?
Because all the adults are dead, or the few adults who have survived are catatonic, or they're so traumatised that nobody's teaching the kids.
How are they communicating?
Grunts, and it's monosyllabic, and the population goes down to sort of medieval levels. The culture goes down to below medieval levels. In the wake of the bombs falling, the local government has been empowered. And again, these are all real things that were there. There's no fiction in any of this. These are all the contingency plans that government had in. They even deputised the few traffic wardens who were still alive, and they give them a gun to shoot looters. So under the looting, under the Civil Protection Act of 1983 that they were using in threads, traffic wardens had the power to shoot looters, and they've rounded up a bunch of looters, and you hear this looter, it's the only funny bit where a looter goes, bugger this, I'm not going to be shot by a bloody traffic warden. And the looter's more annoyed about the idea that he's going to be killed for looting by a traffic warden. But for me, the real standout moment, and it's not the most subtle of metaphors, although I didn't get the metaphor when I was 12, when I first saw this, was when the bomb goes off, there's a guy just sitting on the toilet and he just goes, bloody hell. And you see him trying to pull up his trousers. And looking back at it now, it's obviously a metaphor for the lack of preparedness that the British government had. But I didn't sleep. It broke me. I was 12 when I watched this. It broke me.
Because you thought this was a realistic prospect. This could happen.
Well, it was a realistic prospect. This is the thing. There's nothing in it that's a flight of fancy by Mick Jackson, the director, or the writer was Barry Hines, and he was the guy who did Kez. Remember the brilliant, beautiful...
About the Falcon.
Yeah, about the Falcon.
Yeah.
Right, so you're expecting this kind of north of England, working class, salt of the earth kind of thing, and then we get this sort of, you know, postcard from hell. But I was 12. These days now, if you were to allow a 12-year-old to watch something like that, I mean, the social services would call to you. They'd have you around, you know. But I remember ringing... CND a couple of days later to join Young CND, which I did, and I remained a staunch member. And I remember the woman on the phone in the Dublin office, she just went, so you've seen threads as well.
Oh, so they had a big
massive spike in membership. But, and it's interesting though, one of your callers there earlier said Salem's Lot. Definitely the most frightening thing. That Danny Glick or Ralph Glick at the window in Salem's Lot. Is it, you know, that was terrifying. But threads, honestly, it's not just me, it's an entire generation. It broke us. And there was a brilliant line that I saw from somebody else. It was in response to a piece I wrote about in The Spectator about in England about this the other day. They say, and they call Generation X the most cynical generation of all. And they wonder why we are the way we are. It's because of threads, because we all thought we were going to be dead. It's an incredible piece of work.
It was on BBC last night.
It was.
BBC 4. Did you watch it?
Oh, I did.
So you will always watch this if you can.
I watch it once a year, probably.
Wow.
I go back. It turns up you get it on the Internet Archive or you get it on Daily Motion and stuff. But I hadn't seen it on TV since the second time it went out in 1985. And I had the best night's TV last night. There was a documentary of Porton Down, which was the chemical weapons division in the United Kingdom. Then there was a documentary about the secrets of Sellafield and how they were trying to split the atom in Sellafield. Then there was an interview with Mick Jackson, who was the director of Threads. Then there was Threads itself. Then that was followed by a documentary called On the Eighth Day, which was about what nuclear fallout was going to be like. And then followed that on Network 2, there was America and the Holocaust. So there weren't a lot of laughs.
Yeah, it is.
For my night. Although, I have to say...
I watched two episodes of ER.
Well, I mean, my evening viewing was broken. My evening viewing was broken up because the missus insisted on watching Big Brother. So I had to record a lot of programs.
I'll call her out for that part. You know,
but honestly, Threads is a hugely, hugely important film. And given the way everything is going at the moment, it just seems to have a really weird... relevance or resonance, whatever, you know, 40 years ago, it went out. And it's more terrifying now than it was at the time. And it's just brilliant.
Ed says, even better is The War Game, another World War III BBC docudrama.
1965, Peter Watkins.
Yes, there you go. That, literally the end of his text. 1965, Peter Watkins. So chilling, banned for 20 years. And somebody else says, When the Wind Blows is bone-chilling animated film about nuclear fallout. So plenty in agreement.
By the guy who did the Snowman. And people turned on to When the Wind Blows thinking it was going to be as beautiful.
Oh, like we're walking in the air. Yeah.
And then they see... When the Wind Blows is terrifying.
You know, Doherty, columnist of the Irish Independent. Ian, thanks a million.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.